Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Mother Teresa said, "If you judge people, you have no time to love them." Ever been with someone where you found yourself feeling so comfortable, so relaxed? Did it occur to you that one of the reasons might be that they accepted you the way you are? In doing that, you felt loved. Our guest today is one of those people whom God has graced with an abundance of love and acceptance. But you may be surprised by his story and all that God has brought him through to use him the way he is ministering to people today. As is our custom, we like to pause at the beginning of the show just for a moment to remind you that the real heart of the show is to bring you hope. And whatever circumstance you might be facing today, whatever challenge, whatever concern you might have, that God can help you through it. That it's never so hopeless or helpless that God cannot intervene and cause a breakthrough. And sometimes, you know what? The breakthrough comes when you least expect it and when you think you've reached the end of your so-called rope. God comes and steps right in doing a miracle. Our guest today has experienced that. I've experienced that. So today, together, we testify. Come to Jesus. Jesus can make the difference in your life and in your situation today. Pastor Roy Yamamoto is the prison ministry pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship. He was a star football player at Pearl City High School. He also played football, college football on the mainland. He was a wrestler, an expert in karate. With high hopes, his life took an unexpected turn. He's here to tell us about it. Pastor Roy, welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's a blessing to be here.
Pastor, tell us, I mentioned Pearl City, but tell us a little bit more where you grew up.
I grew up in Pearl City, raised in Palisades, my childhood was pretty rough. I kind of was in special ed my whole life, and because being in special ed brought a lot of shame into my life, and you know, being regular on the outside, and being having a lot of friends, but in my academics and in school, I had such a hard time, and I was like in special ed, I would be so shamed. So I think what happened with me, because of the shame, I started hanging around with the wrong group of people. Although I was playing sports, and you know, what happened was, I started to hang around the wrong people, and you know, like we started drinking and smoking and getting into drugs at a young age. And what happened was, when I went to the mainland to play football, I got introduced to another drug called cocaine. And what happened was, I mean, every year that I played football, you know, I was first team. But this year that I got introduced to this drug, it kind of took control of my life, my season there. And instead of being first team, I ended up sitting on the bench that year. And and after the season, I came back home to Hawaii to train and get ready for the next season. But all of a sudden, because of the addiction, it was more important for me to go party with my friends instead of to go to the gym and train for the next season. And what happened was, when it was time for me to go back and play football, all of a sudden my career in drugs was more important. So I stayed back and quit football and started to do drugs and do more and more drugs. And my girlfriend at that time got pregnant and I had to get married. And I had no education and I started going and working as an iron worker, and was hard, and it was hard work. And what happened was I still had this addiction, and I remember being there at work and would drink after and party and do all these drugs, and had this group of people there that was doing this drug called ICE, crystal methamphetamine. And I looked at them and I said, you know what, I would never do this drug, because every one of them started to lose like 20, 30 pounds. They started to lose their job, their cars, their family. And I said, I would never do that. But because of this addiction that I had, I started cruising around drinking, partying with them. And one day the cocaine was out, and my brother went past me on pipe, and I took that one hit from that pipe, and that one hit totally destroyed my whole life, my family, and my took away my dignity, to the point where, you know, I started to do the drug once a week, and next thing you know, I was doing this drug every single day. And the addiction got higher and higher, and next thing you know, I started not coming home, and my wife divorced me. He gave me this divorce paper, and I was so hurt from that, that I, only way that I could escape from the hurt I was going through, I thought at that time, was do more and more drugs. I lost my, you know, I had a daughter. I couldn't see my daughter anymore and my wife, and there was so much hurt. So I started to do more and more drugs, and eventually started hanging around with the wrong people, probably the worst people on the island, you know, and started to do a lot of bad things. And because of my, I got so addicted to the drug, my habit became $1,000 a day, and I've been addicted to the drugs for about 20 years now. And what happened was, because of the drug and my high addiction came crime, and because of the crime, I'm in prison 5 times in my life for first degree extortion, kidnapping, robbing, heavy body injuries, assault, and attempted murder. And I remember being in prison this last time. I got caught for second degree robbery and accomplished the robbery. And I was in prison, and I remember my lawyer coming to me and saying that, Miss Yamamoto, the state is looking to put you away to life as a career criminal in prison. 40 years to life as a career criminal. And I said, what is a career criminal? And he said to me, well, you know, if they're going to hit you with the 40 years, they're going to stack another 40 on top consistent, and they're going to give you this 80 years, so you're going to do the rest of your life in prison. And that that point, I was so hurt, you know. I started walking back to my cell, and, you know, guys don't usually cry in prison, but I was crying. I walked back to my cell and thought to myself, I was walking, that my chances of changing is up. This time I'm not going to have another chance. And I remember going into my cell and just crying and thinking to myself, wow, I never going to see my family or friends or anyone again in my life. And I was going through so much hurt and pain during that time, and depression, that, you know, I was thinking, man, how could I take my life? You know, and somehow God hooked me up and gave me this roommate that was unchristian, and he invited me through this sorrow to go to this Bible study. And I remember looking at him, and he said, here, I'll give you a Bible. And I had no questions. I never was a Christian, but I grabbed that Bible and I followed him to this Bible study. And as I was walking, I had all my friends in the past looking at me and said, Roy, they used to call me Yama, where are you going with that Bible? I said, you know what, I don't know, you know. I said, you know what, you guys can help me, my family, my friends, my lawyer cannot help me out of this one, you know. I'm going to just see what God can do. And I went to this Bible study, and as I approached the Bible study, there was just this unbelievable spirit among all the men sitting there, even in prison. And as they were sharing, there was just a different spirit on every one of them. And as the leader, one inmate, was sharing the Bible study, it started to bring so much comfort to my life. And at the end, he asked if I wanted to accept Jesus into my life. And I said, yes. And I prayed with him. And when I said amen, there was like this unconditional tears coming from my eyes that I couldn't stop. And, you know, at that point, it was not tears of shame, but it was tears of joy because God made me to be a new person from that point. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man is in Christ, is a new creation. The old has gone, and behold, the new has come. And at that point, God made me to be this new creation, forgave me for all the past mistakes, the hurt, and all the lives that I destroyed through selling drugs and doing, I mean, and giving drugs to people. And he forgave me from that, and I felt just this forgiveness. And you know, when we went back to the cell, and I just felt the anointing of the Lord, and it was so amazing. We would go to the Bible studies, and then it was so shame for me, because when I went to the Bible studies, and even having the Lord in my life, everyone would take turns reading the Bible. But when it came to my turn, I was so ashamed because I couldn't even pronounce the words. I couldn't even read when I went into prison. You know, and I was thinking to myself, how will I learn about God if I cannot even read, you know? So I asked the leader if you think God would forgive me. And he said, Roy, you know what? Nothing is impossible with God. You go back and you pray and you ask God to teach you to read. And I went back and I placed my hands in a Bible and I said, God, now that I accept into my life, my prayer is that you teach me to read so I can learn about you. And literally in no time, God actually taught me to read first time in my life and was true reading the Word of God. See, before I went into prison, I couldn't even read on comic book and understand it, honestly. But, you know, being in prison and receiving Jesus into my life, you know, the Bible says, ask anything in my name be given. God wanted me to learn about him, so he taught me to read. He did this miracle and taught me to read, and was true reading the Word of God, you know. And I started to read scriptures. My case was coming up. I was facing this life in prison, but God showed me that, you know, nothing is impossible. And ask anything in my name be given, and I just prayed. I said, God, my prayer is this, Lord, that you give me one more chance. And I know that you gave me 1,000 chances before, but one more. And not for myself, Lord, but for me to go out and to share the Lord with my daughter, my family, and my friends. Because I was in prison. I accepted Jesus into my life. And I understand, but you're reading the Word, that, you know, I go to heaven. But I knew that my daughter, my family, and friends didn't. And I said, God, give me one more chance to go out. You know, the Bible says in John 3:3, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So God put that in my heart, and I said, God, please, give me, do a miracle.
So now you're asking the Lord to give you, that's your prayer, right? Lord, give me another chance. You've experienced his saving grace in prison. And now you're asking, now you got 40 years and another 40 years stacked up. And in the midst of your dark moment of thinking, 80 years, gosh, this is my whole life. God got a hold of you. When we come back, Pastor Roy, I want you to share what happened. Because you're sitting here in front of me right now, and God is doing some incredible things through your life and your ministry. You're giving me hope. You're giving people hope today, Pastor Roy, in the name of Christ. Whatever you're facing right now, you got to hear this testimony of God's miraculous work. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Pastor Roy Yamamoto.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down, just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Pastor Roy is the prison ministry pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship. Before our break, he was telling us his story. Five times in prison, locked up, and facing a life sentence. 40 years upon another 40 years, a total of 80 years. And in a hopeless situation, the Lord Jesus got a hold of his heart. Pastor Roy, take us from there.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to the Lord's grace into my life, because when I was in prison, and like I said, I was praying for this second chance, and I remember reading God's word and said, nothing is impossible. So I said to the Lord, God, you know, if nothing is impossible, my prayer is that when I go to court, you do this miracle, that you would give me one Christian judge, one that will see me through the eyes of God, not based on my past, but who I was now in Christ. Mm. And I went to court, and this judge came out, and he was like so serious. I was thinking, oh my gosh, I was praying to the Lord, and went into the court, and this man dropped my court case because my victim didn't show up without prejudice, where they could bring it up again. And I remember being so thankful, and I said, oh, God cut me free. I went back to the prison, and what happened was I went to see the parole board, but before I did, I told the guys that, oh, they dropped my charge. I get in out, so I gave away all my stutter, my shots, my Walkman, and all my property, and seeing the parole board, and then they said, you know, the state appealed your case for the second time, and you're not getting out, you're staying in here. And I went back, and I just said, you know what? Oh, my gosh, you know, I gave away all my stuff, and now I got to stay in prison, you know? But you know what happened was that time that I was in prison, I just, you know what? Instead of me saying, pity Roy, you know, I said, God, you got a reason for keeping me in this prison. And if you need me to stay in this prison as long as you need to, you keep me in so I can learn more about you. And I started, instead of saying sorry, Roy, I started praising and worshiping God through this. And I went to court again, faced the same judge and the
but
same judge.
How long
judge.
Was that time period?
That was about 6 months after. Mm-hmm. Went to court again and the same judge actually dropped my charge again the second time and gave me one chance to come out again. I seen the parole board and... It's so funny that somehow I had a confusion and the state appealed my case for a second time, but I actually got paroled out, you know. They actually went and let me out and I wasn't supposed to. So my sister, it was so funny because when I called my sister and told him pick me up, I said, make sure you're not 1 minute late, you know. They might take me back in. So got out, but God really put it in my heart that, you know, I need to keep him so close to me, you know, because... Even like the clothes I wear on my body, you know, because I know that the devil is going to do anything and everything to get me back. And I got out and I promised the Lord I'll find the first church to go to and I'll go to. And so amazing. I started to go to this church and I think it was like the third service at this church. And it was this big church. I was thinking, what am I doing here? You know, but I was sitting at this church and how God is such an awesome God and how we answer prayers. God showed me that he's a God that answered prayer. I sat in the back and this guy went up and shared his testimony and he said his name, Judge Owen Ahu. And I realized at that time, wow, that was the judge who cut me free from doing life in prison, you know. And I ran down there to shake his hand and reach out my hand. And he took a step back like I was going to do something to him. I said, hey, you're the judge cut, you know. He was a judge who cut me free, and he looked at, oh, no, what I did to this guy. You know? And I shook his hand and I said, thank you so much because your decision, I get to worship God, you know. I get to be in a church worshiping God. And we became friends, and shortly after I started this ministry called New Start for Ex-Inmates, and we, you know, started to do good. God blessed me with a good job working at one electrician company, at A1A Electrician, you know, an awesome boss, Jimmy Yamada. And he just says, was such an awesome man. But what happened was, you know, right before 2 years was up, you know, I got to get my daughter back in my life. And after 13 years, you know, in God's timing, he brought our relationship back together and started surfing. And, you know, just, and then what happened was the state appealed my case for the third time and I lost appeal after being out, you know, and I went to trial. I had to go to trial. So seeing my lawyer and he said, Roy, the best thing you could do is plead 20 years in prison because if you fight it and lose, the state going to give you the life. So I said, you know what? I told the lawyer, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'll go and plead guilty to the 20 years because God went answer my prayer. He gave me this chance to come out. Being out, my daughter accepted the Lord. A lot of my family and friends accepted the Lord. I told them, you know what? I'll serve God with a happy heart in prison or out of prison for the rest of my life. It doesn't matter anymore. You know, we're going to be family for all eternity now. And I went and I plead guilty. And before I went to court, Judge Ahu couldn't be my judge because we were friends now. Mm-hmm, you know, So I prayed for another Christian judge and that God would give me grace. And, you know, went in and plead guilty before this judge, Judge Michael Town. And I remember the 20 years in prison, got out, and it was so hard for me because I had to tell my daughter, sorry that dad was going to abandon him again. You know, I was going in prison and probably never come out for a long time. And it was hard, but, you know, God gave me faith to this and said, you know what, because I'm in the will of God, God's plan is not going to be for hurt me. It's going to be for my hope in future, you know. And I started, and I just stayed in the will of God and did all I could, you know, for people. And I said, Lord, if I got to go back in prison, then use me in any way. If I can save one life, one child, not to follow the same pattern, fall into the drugs, or if I can help somebody get off drugs, then you know what? I go and do the time. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Just give me this chance and opportunity. And God opened doors for me to go and to share and to minister to people. And when I went to court, you know, just a miracle happened. It's a whole floor of people that God sent for me. And went into the courtroom, it was like standing room. And went in there, and the first thing the judge came out and said, Miss Yamamoto, you have a lot of support. You know, my fax machine been humming with letters of support for you since the time I left my office, you know. But it says, but people like you come in court, say they change, but a lot of them fall away. Mm-hmm. And he said, your co-defendant that came and did the crime with you, I sentenced him in the same courtroom 2 weeks ago to 20 years in prison, 10 years mandatory. And I'm a judge that believe in equal justice, you know. But the judge looked at me and he said, you know what, because what you're doing for the community and I know that God changed your life, instead of sentencing you today, we'll cut you free and give you back your freedom, give you 5 years probation instead. And it was in a Star Bulletin of the, I mean, the front page of Star Bulletin the following day, how a man escaped doing life in prison, from prison and drugs to new hope in God, you know. And God gave me that chance and opportunity. He gave me his grace. And it was so amazing because, you know, after that, it was like, couple weeks later, I said, God, you know what? I give you my whole life, man. I'll be on serving. I'll do whatever you let me do. And there, about a couple weeks after, Pastor Judge Ahu actually quit being on judge and became the executive pastor at our church, you know, and was like a couple weeks later, Pastor Wayne called me in the office and asked if I wanted to come on staff being the prison chaplain, you know, so this judge actually was my boss for the last like 13 years, you know. And I mean, only God could do something like that, you know. And only God can do miracles like that. And it started this camping. And I remember going to the sister church and sharing it, how God is so amazing. And I went to the sister church and shared after the first service. Went back in for the second service, was walking up the street, and this man was walking on the sidewalk, and he said, Roy. So I went and shook his hand. I didn't recognize him at first. And I looked, you Judge Michael Town? He said, yeah. So where are you going? I said, I'm going into the service. And I was like, I just shared about you in the first service, you know?
Wow.
So he came in the service. He got so touched of what we were doing, and he started to partner with me, and we started to do this camp for the children of incarcerated for this our fifth year doing this camp for the children. And such a, you know, this guy's become like my best friends now, you know, and we surf together, you know, taught Pastor Allen how to surf, and we go out and we get to surf together and serve God together, and we do this camp for the children of incarcerated. So, you know, God showed me that nothing is impossible with the Lord. You know, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, and anyone can ever dare to ask or hope, and he can do miracles, you know. It's just us trusting in him, you know.
What is it that you might be facing today that you think is insurmountable? A task, a challenge, a defeat so devastating that you think you could never come back from it. So disappointing that you feel that you've lost it or on the verge of losing it all. And you hear a testimony like Pastor Roy Yamamoto and you think, truly, truly, with God, all things are possible. When we come back from our break, Pastor Roy is going to share with us a little bit about the ministry that God has blessed him with. I mean, we're talking about a life redeemed, a man who's experienced redemption and is walking in it. You know, God can redeem anyone, no matter how far gone we are. He can redeem any situation too, whatever it might be. When we come back, we'll hear more from Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group, Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today and a compelling, gripping story of hope and redemption from Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Pastor Roy is the prison ministry pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship. If you want to find out more about him, about his ministry, even be a part of his ministry, you can email prison@enewhope.org. That's prison@enewhope.org, or call 842-4242, extension 417. That's 842-4242, extension 417. Pastor Roy, you've been through so much with the Lord. Mm. How did God call you into ministry? How did you experience that calling, that passion?
I guess for me, it was so funny because when I got out from prison and I started working and even working at the electrician company, God would send so much people for me to counsel and to give help and hope to, and so much of the brothers that was struggling with drugs. And I was like, man, that became like my full-time job. On top of working as an electrician, and I was thinking I'll stay up to 5 o'clock in the morning talking to guys and telling them, you know, not to go back on the drug or, you know, get the help. And it was just like, man. And so I knew that, you know, God had one call for my life. And the day that I was asked to come on staff at New Hope, it was such a blessing. But I remember, Pastor Wayne asking if I wanted to go, and I said yes. I was so excited, and I left, and I remember going down the street and sitting on the side of the road and thinking to myself, wow, how am I going to go and become a pastor and be on staff, and I know I don't have any education, you know? I was thinking, how am I going to do something like this? And I said, man, I'm going to quit my job to go and do something that I mean, I have no education, you know, it's like putting one third grader into college when I went to school, you know, and it was like, they said they would put me, send me to school and stuff. And when I went to school, it was like so hard, you know, it was like on third grader and on college class, you know, started going and Holy Spirit started to help me. And I remember praying and said, this is how God will confirm him through the prayer in Ephesians, you know, and it says, you know, may your roots grow down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love, and may you have the power to understand as all God's people how wide, how long, and how high his deep really is, and that you be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God, who is able to do exceeding and abundantly more than you can ever dare to ask or hope. And this is where he really spoke to me and confirmed. He said, may you be given the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for and ever to the endless of ages. And God really put in my heart that day that, and through that prayer, that, you know what, my life is in Jesus, for in the church for the rest of my life, you know, to the end of ages, to the end, God said to me, and it really confirmed to me that no matter what, God was going to help me do the impossible, you know, and became the prison chaplain, and God started to really give me a heart and passion for the men, you know, like I shared in Hebrews 13:3, you know, remember the prisoners, if you the fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated, if you yourself are suffering, you know, God gave me the heart never to forget my brothers in prison. That's why we get a chance and opportunity, and we go out and we try to do outreaches into the prison and reach out to the brothers that are hurting so much. And you know, they're not bad people, they just made bad mistakes, you know. People get involved with drugs and stuff, you know, we made one mistake, and the thing is, when you make a mistake like that, it's like a sickness, it's like a disease, you know, that you cannot get out of it, that it's a plague on you. As much as you want to get out, you know, it's so hard, but you know, something God showed us, that there is hope, man.
Yeah,
there's one cure, you know. And it's not one 12-step program where you got to go to. It's a one step to Jesus. You know?
I remember asking you about others. I mean, I know you, heard of you, talk with you, and you know, I can. It just radiates the grace and love of the Lord radiates from you. So I said, do you know of others that have experienced the same change after encountering the Lord Jesus? And he said, a lot of people, you know, you have a lot of, I mean, what have you seen?
You know, God is an awesome God. If you give your true heart to the Lord, God will do miracles. If we get, see, the recidivism rate going back into prison is like 75%, and meaning 3 out of 4 go back into prison when they get out. But I've seen with Jesus in people's heart, and they walk in and walk in with the Lord, you know, I've seen people do miracles. We, in our ministry, we get tons and tons of guys, hundreds of guys in our ministry now that are ex-prisoners that are doing good. You know, we got to dance and share testimony at the Governor's Prayer Breakfast this past year, and we had almost 80 inmates and their, and the, some of the children of the incarcerated dancing before in front of them, you know, and showing the witness of God. And we get guys that been locked up for 26 years, but today out, got good job, married, and brand new house. You know, so much of the guys that come out and walking with the Lord, God rebuild their whole life. They get family. They all remarried, and so much of them is such a blessing. We know that God can do miracles. He can help you to overcome any stronghold or anything that you're going through, as long as you keep your eyes focused on the Lord.
Pastor, describe to us about the ministry in the prisons. What do you do?
So, you know, we get one chance and opportunity to go into the prison, to bring God's word in there. And not only that, what we do, we bring like our weekend DVDs in there. And why we do that is, like when I was in prison, you would read books just to take your mind and your time out of prison to be like in a story and out there. And you do that just to kill time, because that's all you have in prison is time. But for us, we started bringing the DVDs in from a weekend service. So not only that, they get to go to one service, but they get to worship with us outside of prison. Mm-hmm. So they get mm-hmm. to hear the word of God. They get to see their family worshiping in the audience, and they get mm-hmm. to see the ex-inmates worshiping in mm-hmm. the audience. And that brings so much comfort to the brothers, because it's like they're not in prison, but they're outside worshiping mm-hmm. with us. And mm-hmm. especially in Arizona prison, you know, they guys are hurting so much, and they had so much gang mm-hmm. activity going on. And, you know, we know that nobody can break that, but only God could. So our heart and prayer was to go up there, do an outreach, and to bring this DVD so they can worship with families back at home. You know.
So the ministry is taking place here on Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
On the neighbor islands, too?
In the neighbor islands and up in Arizona and some different prisons. We go to 7 locations here in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
The youth facilities, the federal and the state.
Well, we're going to take a break now, and but just to get you ready for when we come back, Pastor Roy, he's already talked a little bit about his ministry in the prisons, but we've got a treat for you of what God is doing, yes, here in the state of Hawaii, but also in another state. So you don't want to miss this. Stay with us, because when we come back, you're going to see how the hope of the Lord can extend to the prison walls and break down the walls and the chains and the gates into people's hearts to set them free. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. Afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Pastor Roy Yamamoto, prison ministry pastor at New Hope Christian Fellowship. The ministry of New Hope expands beyond Hawaii. Of course, it's such an expansive ministry as a church and a movement, but the prison ministry is like a jewel. The crown jewel of ministry goes beyond Hawaii, but even in a place like Arizona. I want you to take a listen, and then we'll be back to talk more with Pastor Roy.
It all started 2 years ago. God gave Ron, Derek, and myself a vision to reach out to Hawaii Brothers in Arizona prison.
We wanted to take a team to Saguaro Correctional Center that houses over 2,000 inmates from Hawaii.
In Saguaro, we wanted to bring in an outreach and a journaling workshop, but to accomplish this, it would take nothing short of a miracle. You know, God is so good that not only did He allow our vision to come to pass, but, you know, He did exceedingly more than we could even imagine.
With bags packed and hearts afire, a team of 30 volunteers made the journey from Hawaii to Arizona.
I am chosen, I am free.
Friday morning, we came in here. Our first service was starting at 8:30, and we prayed that each and every inmate that comes today will leave being new creations.
After much prayer, rehearsals, and setup, the prison was ready for a revival.
You see a lot of these brothers walking in. They're carrying that tough image.
You could see a transformation almost happening, walking in hard and cold to eventually smiling. And then after that, they start raising their hands and they start standing up. And then you see a sense of peace and freedom that barbed wire cannot keep up.
Over 800 inmates were reached during four services through the music, dance, worship, testimonies, and message. On the final day, a smaller group of prisoners learned how to journal from the New Hope team, ensuring a ceaseless revival in the unlikeliest of places. The seeds of change were planted. Many men would not be the same.
Many individuals here don't have ohana. They don't have anyone writing to them. They don't have anyone that cares. And so when someone from the island reaches out and says, hey, you know what? We love you in the name of Jesus Christ. And you come over here and you show that, it makes a person stop and say, somebody really does care. Jesus cares. They care.
Brothers raising their hands, I just started thanking the Lord because that's exactly what we continually prayed for. You could tell that God opened their hearts and spirit, and they were totally different people.
From the lifestyle that I live in, from just the services alone, is that one day, certain kind of opened my eyes.
That day, when doing some major changes in my life, I was like, you know, one weight off my shoulder, like, you know, I was like, it was unreal, you know. I can see now, you know, there's a lot of bigger things for me in store.
With a new outlook and a new hope for their lives, the inmates see a brighter future.
In 5 years or so, where do you see yourself?
Hopefully behind these prison walls, but not in this clothes no more. Doing the same things that I see these brothers and sisters doing today.
I've seen some people that I know used to be in jail. Chains, you know what I mean? I seen them up there. I was chipping on like, wow, I can be up there too, yeah.
The day of their service, I came back, I shared with the brothers back here saying that in 2 years from now, I'll be on the stage with you folks.
You could see God's word speaking in their hearts, in their lives, and how they were so excited. You can just imagine the relationships everybody journaling, everybody doing devotions, everybody's on the same page, reading from the same book, serving only the true God.
My prayer was, Father, thank you for the gift of life today. I see how you are preparing my life to live for you. And I thank you for pulling me out of the depths to no longer service to the devil, but you, my Creator and my God. Thank you, Father Jesus. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus.
Pastor Roy, tell us what happened. This took place. God moved in an incredible way, as we've heard the testimonies. But you said something happened several months after. Tell us about that.
It's just amazing. And, you know, to see 700 men accept the Lord into their lives was such a blessing. And you know, for God to use a team like this, and you know, no mistaking, for God be the glory, because nothing like this could ever happen, mm-hmm. not in prison. And to 6 months later, you know, we're going to call, and the warden, and they actually asked us if we could come up doing baptism, a water baptism, because so much guys accepted the Lord. They wanted to, they wanted to learn more about God, and they wanted to get baptized. So if we could come up and do a water baptism, and we went up there, and it's so amazing, because 172 men got baptized, and I think like 40 of them was from the whole, you know, and the first time I ever seen people come out of the hole to get water baptized, you know, and for maximum security. So God is a God of miracles, and to see him do that. We were baptizing guys for about 6 hours, you know, just
really?
Amazing. And we had like I think we had 12 baptisery, and it was baptizing 12 guys at a time, but you know, it took so long, but I don't even surf that long, you know, but it was an awesome blessing to be in that water and to see men come with true repentance, and just see the tears, you know, coming out of their eyes, the tears of repentance, tears of giving up to the devil and giving their lives up to God, was such a blessing, you know.
Hmm. Pastor Roy, you mentioned about surfing, you know, on a somewhat of a lighter note. I hear that that's a special pastime that you have, surfing. But do you have a special companion that you like to take surfing with you?
Actually, you know, it's such a blessing. Pastor Owen came up to me. We went on this trip to go to a conference, and he said, "Hey, can you teach me how to surf?" I said, "Yeah, you just let me know when." Well, right now, you know, teach me. So when he got back, he actually called me and he said, "Oh," so went out and taught him how to surf, and such a blessing. You know, I mean, we've been surfing together for all these years, and you know, usually every Monday we get together and we go out and we surf, and it's so funny, you know. Sometimes I'm surfing out there, people ask, "Oh, who you with?" You know, I said, "Oh, it's my judge who cut me free from doing life in prison," and I get to share the gospel with them, you know. So
wow.
It's awesome too. And even Michael Town, you know, we go out there and surf, and we do canoe surfing with together, you know, and such a blessing to be out there to receive God's grace and just be part of His miracle.
Pastor Roy, somebody today got their back against the wall. They feel like they've, hit a huge speed bump, and the car of life is going out of control. And it may be a child, maybe a child on drugs, maybe a child in trouble with the law, maybe a husband, maybe a mother. It could be a relative.
Mm-hmm.
But just having a tough time. Hope in a Time of Crisis. That's our series.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the Lord would have you say to them today as a word of hope?
I think the word of hope I would say to anybody, that no matter the situation that you're in, there's nothing too big that God cannot save, that God cannot change you. There's no addiction too strong that the Lord cannot come and take it away from you and give you this new chance to be this new creation. You know, so my heart is, and if you're facing anything out there in the world, or drugs or trials, and turn to this one true God, and I tell you something, take his hand, and God will change your life forever.
You know, we just stretch out our hands right here in the studio, but I'm going to ask Pastor Roy to just say a prayer for anybody who's feeling overwhelmed right now with a burden, a financial weight of burden, a relational trial that you're going through, something going on at work. Pastor Roy, just to let you know, we're stretching out our hands and just going to pray in faith. And Pastor Roy, why don't you lead in a prayer?
Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord God, and we thank you for being such a God and giving us your precious Son, Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. our Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Father, I pray that you become Savior for every person out there that are struggling now with financial difficulties, with medical, with just a spiritual healing, Lord God, or just some drugs. And Lord, your word says when we come together and pray by faith, by your stripes, they are healed. Yes. So we pray in faith, Lord, asking that you bring healing upon each and every person out there, Lord God, that is praying to you today, Lord God, that you will cover them, that you will just cover them with the blood of Christ, Lord God, and allow each and every person, God, to really turn their whole heart to you. So, Lord, we pray for your healing and that you would move in such a powerful way that you change and transform any situation, any life, any addiction, Lord God, mm-hmm. and you turn every situation around, no matter how bad, how hurtful, but you would turn it around to bring glory to your kingdom, to be testimonies of your grace and your mercy. So, Lord, we just pray the power of your Spirit to work within the lives of the people out there, and that you would do a miracle, Lord, by touching and changing their lives and allowing them to be one with you. And also, God, that you would just touch them, Lord, and allow them to know that they don't have to go through things themselves, that you will go with them. And Father, we just pray your blessing upon their lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Roy, this has been part one. You're ministering to children of incarcerated men also. And we have that special program in our next show. And that's something that all our listeners can look forward to. Well, in the next few weeks, we're going to hear stories from people like Pastor Roy, more stories like this. So invite somebody to listen in. Here's a scripture for today, Luke chapter 15, verse 7. I say to you, Jesus said, that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just or righteous persons who need no repentance. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been with our featured guest today, Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Leah Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me.